Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Sony revealed their three-tiered plan to compete with Microsoft's Game Pass, formerly codenamed Spartacus. Previously, PlayStation Plus was $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year and included the ability to play online and a selection of games each month from PS4 and PS5 that could be added to your library for free, playable as long as you subscribe to the service. The new lowest tier, PlayStation Plus Essential, essentially continues those perks at the same price, and current subscribers will be moved to this tier at no additional charge. Middle-tier PlayStation Plus Extra includes all essential benefits and a downloadable catalog of up to 400 PS4 and PS5 games for $14.99 a month or $99 a year. And top-tier PlayStation Plus Premium includes all previous tier bonuses, adds up to 340 additional games, including cloud-streaming PS3 games, classic games from OG PlayStation, PS2, and PSP, in regions where PS Now is available. And PS4 and PS5 catalog games can now be streamed instead of downloaded. Time-limited game trials and streaming to PC are also included for $17.99 a month or $119.99 a year. The rollout begins in June in Asia, followed by Europe and North America. Bungie filed a lawsuit in a Washington court against John Doe's 1-10 over fraudulent DMCA notices filed in its name, as well as additional causes including violation of consumer protection law and trademark abuse. Last week, major Destiny content creators were given false copyright takedowns by a non-Bungie-affiliated Gmail account impersonating Bungie's actual anti-piracy partner, CSC. Bungie claims these actions caused nearly incalculable damage and added weaknesses in YouTube's system allowed this abuse to continue, saying, "As far as YouTube is concerned, any person anywhere in the world can issue takedown notices on behalf of any rights holder anywhere." Bungie believes these fake takedowns were retaliation for recently served legitimate notices from the company. The Securities and Exchange Commission charged three Twilio software engineers, along with several friends and family members, over an insider trading scheme generating over $1 million. The complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for California's Northern District notes the engineers accessed and shared financial information in a private chat as remote work took off during the breaking pandemic between March and May 2020. Family and friends executed trades before Twilio announced their first quarter 2020 results. Twilio is a U.S. cloud communications platform as a service, and a spokesperson said, "The company has been cooperating fully with the investigation." Apple's penalty fines in the Netherlands after an antitrust order about payment tech for dating app has hit its maximum, reaching 50 million euros after the Authority for Consumers and Markets issued a 10th consecutive weekly penalty of 5 million euros for ongoing non-compliance. The regulator did say Apple's latest amended proposal should result in definitive conditions for dating app providers. YouTube is running a limited test featuring emoji reactions, with users able to share a reaction at a particular moment in a video, similar to the beta test of timed comments. A separate reaction panel in the comments section of enabled videos will display the emoji reactions at those specific moments, but not list the usernames of those reacting. Currently available reactions include a heart, party poppers, 100, light bulb, shocked face, tears of joy, and the always useful screaming cat. Also in emoji news, the Unicode Consortium will no longer accept proposals for flag emoji. As Unicode cannot remove a character once added, though it can update them, flags are, by far, the least used of all emoji, even though it's the largest group. The consortium is looking to limit the number of emojis added each year, and there isn't incentive to add flags that will not see widespread adoption. Flags remain automatically recommended for countries with a Unicode region code, as recognized by the United Nations. WhatsApp is experimenting with an increased file size limit of 2 gigabytes for file sharing on Android and iOS instead of 100 megabytes, but only for a beta test in Argentina at this time. Currently, Telegram is the only Android messaging app allowing file transfers for up to 2 gigabytes, as Signal also limits sizes to 100 megabytes. Announced in January, NVIDIA launched the GeForce RTX 3090 Ti today for $1,999, and a limited Founders Edition board will be exclusive to Best Buy online. The triple-slot card looks similar to the RTX 3090, has 24GB of GDDR6X running at 21GB per second, 40 teraflops of GPU performance, a base clock of 1,560MHz, 10,752 CUDA cores, 78 RT TFLOPS, and 320 Tensor TFLOPS. NVIDIA claims it will be 9% faster than the RTX 3090. TikTok announced TikTok Library, an in-app creation tool initially making select content from Giphy available, including Giphy Clips, which are GIFs with sound. A spokesperson said the clips will be available in the tens of thousands and include millions of regular GIFs from Giphy's library. The feature will roll out to select markets on Android this week, iOS next week, and worldwide in the weeks ahead. And NASA delayed the launch of its first space tourism mission to the International Space Station. Originally scheduled for April 3rd, it'll instead launch on April 6th. Three amateur astronauts paid around $55 million each to fly aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon powered by a Falcon 9 rocket for a 10-day stay on the ISS. The station's rotating crew usually consists of 6 or 7 astronauts, and the arrival of the tourists will bring the total to a slightly crowded 11. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.